Today, the 28th of Nisan, Koach Nisan, is the day that in 1991, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zchus Hagen Aleinu, gave that cataclysmic, jarring, tremendous, difficult, and life-changing, world-changing talk, when the Rebbe essentially said that he did everything he could to bring Mashiach, and it's now in our hands to bring Mashiach. And that the worst thing imaginable is that there could be a Jew that's not bothered, that's not troubled by the fact that another day goes by and Mashiach is still not here. And therefore, today I think it's worth remembering another interesting anecdote that the Rebbe once said over at a Farbrengen, because sometimes we might wonder, we look at the world around us and wonder, why is the world worthy of redemption? What has the world done to earn redemption? Or we might look at ourselves and say, am I worthy to be able to see Mashiach, to see the redemption of reality that people have been waiting for thousands of years? Who says that we should be worthy to be able to have Mashiach? So once at a Farbrengen, the Rebbe related an anecdote that he received in the mail a letter from a woman who was very scared because she had gotten a chain letter in the mail. And this chain letter said that she was urged, she was told that she has to send this forward to 10 other people. And if she doesn't, she understood that there was some kind of threat if she wouldn't send this chain letter forward to 10 other people. And the Rebbe recounted at the Farbrengen that he wrote back to this woman that she should tear up the letter right away. It was completely insignificant, not to worry about it at all. Because as Jews, we never fear signs. We don't look at signs. We don't look at omens. Like the Pasuk in Jeremiah 10:2 says, do not learn the ways of the nations. Do not fear heavenly signs. Even signs that we like to say, oh, this happened, must be that this is going to happen. We don't have to worry about these different signs and omens and stuff like that. We only have to worry about Hashem. That's the only cheshbon, the only calculation we have to have is Hashem. So the Rebbe basically said to her, don't worry about this whole chain letter thing. But then the Rebbe said that after I responded to her, I began remembering what the Baal Shem Tov taught, that everything and anything we see has to teach us something in Avodas Hashem. And what could it mean, this concept of a marketing chain letter in the mundane world, this gimmick, this marketing approach with the intent of spreading something, how could we use it to spread something positive? What could it mean that the Rebbe said that I got this idea about a chain mail? So the Rebbe said that in his opinion, what we have to learn from it is that everyone should spread to at least 10 Jews the following idea that's found both in the Radak and the Chidah. And the Rebbe was very specific and said that it might help for some people to just say it in the name of the Radak and the Chidah and not mention that it's the Lubavitcher Rebbe said this over, because for some people it might facilitate them receiving it better. The important thing is the fact that the Radak and the Chidah said it. And that is that we say every time in davening, Estzemach David Avdecha Meres Atzmiach, quickly cause the sprout of David, Mashiach, to sprout quickly in our days, which literally means because we waited for your salvation all day. And the Radak and the Chidah said that even, what are the words, even if a Jew only possesses the zchus, the merit of hoping and waiting and anticipating Mashiach, that alone is enough to render a person worthy of living to witness the coming of Mashiach. Because we're waiting for Mashiach, that's enough of a reason for Mashiach to come. And this is a very big ikar b'emunah. This is a fundamental of faith, that the redemption doesn't have to be because of a generation that we're all completely de tshuva. That's not going to happen. That ain't going to happen. But we have to have a generation of people that really do want Mashiach to come and are waiting for the redemption of ourselves and of Klal Yisrael and of the whole world, all of reality. And in that zchus, if we do wait for Mashiach, ki l'shuasa kivin kol yom, that's enough of a reason for Mashiach to come. And the Rebbe said that that should be our positive chain letter, that we should quickly spread this idea to at least 10 more Jews, this idea of the Radak and the Chidah. You say it in the name of the Rebbe or not is not as important, but this idea that at least tell 10 Jews, including ourselves, that just waiting for Mashiach, that we sincerely want to see Mashiach, we want to see the perfection of the world, we want to see Mashiach come, we want to see the redemption of reality, that's enough of a merit for Mashiach to actually come, that we should merit to see him speedily in our days. May we be zoicha today, mamish, good Shabbos.